sports news on Fresh FM.
It is 8:05 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Shall we look at your sports? The president of the Namibia Football Association, Robert Shumashili, has stated that his vice president, Merz Marcus, is not making any decisions about Black Africa in his capacity as an NFA council member. Instead, Marcus is utilizing his role as the chairperson of the Southern Stream First Division in making these decisions. Shumashili, in an interview with NAMPA, said that the Black Africa issue is outside of the jurisdiction of the NFA and therefore cannot be interfered with by the NFA Executive Council. Quoting Abudi Robert Shumashili, the FA is not allowed to address the issue of Black Africa as it concerns the Southern Stream First Division, which is our member. The stream leaders have the authority to resolve its members' matters without interference from anybody. Unquote. Now, Karatuna-based Black Africa Sports Club has been unable to fulfill its fixtures since the beginning of the 2023-2024 Southern Stream First Division in November this year due to protests by disgruntled fans of the club. Staying with Namibia news, in a highly anticipated event held in Morocco, Namibia's footballer Peter Shalulile lost to South African Percy Tau, who clinched the Inter-Club Player of the Year award at the 2023 CAF Awards. It was expected to be a close battle alongside Feston Mayele from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let's leave it at that. That's your sports. Let's check in with Shekwan with the weather.
That was your sports news on Fresh FM.
It's 8:07 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, the Black Africa issue, the NFA president is saying, well, my hands are tied, basically. I cannot get involved there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the vice president of the NFA, Merz Marcus, who also doubles as the chairperson of the Southern Stream First Division, is supposed to handle that story. So the NFA is going to distance itself from the Black Africa issue.
You know what? Wrap it up, man.
Yeah, no. Like
the same way that we're wrapping this year up. Like, just wrap it up. Y'all are just, you're killing the club. All right? There's no way that, you know, a lot of the times we say, we're just so passionate. It's just for the football and passionate about it. But you are doing everything to kind of break down the spirit of the sport. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, man.
Because it's a ripple effect, Shekwan. Look at it this way, right? Black Africa right now is unable to fulfill its fixtures.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The season is going.
Yep.
From this stream, there needs to be a team that, I'm not so sure if it's two or three, but teams need to be relegated.
Yeah.
And there needs to be a champion that will move over to the premiership.
That's true.
So if the Southern Stream division right now is unable to complete its business, that means a champion cannot be declared that can go to the Dip Marine premiership. And the two teams cannot be relegated.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are sitting now again with a mess.
With another season of... Yes.
And now things must be stalled because now... Dip Marine Premiership does not have a team coming from the Southern Stream.
Mm-hmm.
The second division does not have teams coming down.
Yeah.
And the second division champion is unable to go up.
True.
Because Black Africa was unable to... Then it's another... It's a... Yo, guy. Like...
Yeah.
So I don't understand how the NFA is saying... Oh, my hands are tied.
But also, I don't understand how Black Africa themselves don't get it.
You see, the question of Black Africa, that's another thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, the issue is there, right?
Yeah.
So resolve that issue, and then we can just move on.
Yeah. Yeah. For goodness sake, for the interest of football.
That's a belief killer. Like,
wow.
It's just so disappointing, man.
It has the potential to stop football in this country by next year.
Yeah. Who honestly wants to be? I mean, at the end of the day, you want to evolve. You want to get to the next level.
Yeah.
How do you expect to evolve, or even, you know, you know what? I actually feel bad for the players.
For the players, guy.
How many years was it? Or for how many years did we not have a Premier League?
Yo, that was probably 3 years.
Exactly.
That was about 3 years.
And we know what that did to football in Namibia.
Exactly.
Right. And we were here on social media, and I know do this one stuff. And now that we actually have a Premier League,
that's now running.
We're doing everything to stall it. Like, make it make sense, man. Come
no,
on,
man. It's mind-boggling at its best. I promise you.
Mm.
So we are hoping for a solution here.
Possibly,
Dieter. Because wow, because you know that there's now excitement. The excitement is back.
Yeah.
In terms of Premiership football.
Yes, exactly.
Eshoke Chula Chula, African Stars, Komas Nampo,
yep.
Like Ongos Valley is second or third on the log right now.
Yeah.
And it's like there's so much excitement. Okakarada Young Warriors, you know what I mean, doing
yeah.
what the young Brazilians from the south. Guy. Anyways, let's keep it moving.
Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.